CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals. Whether you own or run a business or would like to start one, this is the place for all the answers. Now, here's your host, Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind today. If you want to get to me, it's really easy. Just Google CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Type in your email information and follow the confirmation instructions. If you do that, you can check out my informational blog postings going back many years. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. You can even check out some of the job openings that we have in the United States and sometimes even outside. Right now, we're looking for a director of business development. Can be anywhere in the country, except California, New Jersey, or New York. Those are no-go zones as far as employment practices is concerned. We don't hire in those states, but we will hire anywhere in the continental United States. So that would be great base salary, incentives, benefits, the whole deal. So if you're interested in doing that, if you have sales background, particularly in household goods or the relocation industry, or maybe the mortgage industry, something related to what we do, please get me a resume. If you're interested in my political rantings, and that's exactly what they are, you can go to nationalfreedomforum.com. Same process. Type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you'll get my political blog postings every day. If you want to know more about one of our growing businesses, Paragon Home Resources, just go to paragonhomeresources.com. Look for the line that says blog. Click on it. Sign up. Same way. Email, confirmation instructions, and you can take a look at my blog postings. You can also take a look at the services that we offer. If you need to move anywhere in the United States, we can help you sell your house. We can help you buy a house. We provide cashback rewards. We do household goods with good discounts. We can help you get a mortgage. We can help you get rid of junk. We have discard and donate services in place. Whatever you need, we do in terms of moving services in the United States. We also do senior placements. So if you have a loved one that needs to move into a senior community, whether it's independent care, assisted living, or memory care, we can help with placement. We work with all of the major senior community companies in the country, and we can help you choose the best one for your loved one. Let's see. If you've missed any of my shows and you just can't go on without my pearls of wisdom, then just go to TalkZone.com, and if you do, you'll find all of my podcasts hung there, and you can catch up on any shows that you might have missed. We always start the show with seeing the train coming, and today, this is an interesting train, and I don't know what the heck is going on in this country. In case you don't know, if you don't have children, infants or grandchildren that are infants, there is a shortage of a baby formula. It's just unbelievable. You know, we have he's a seven-month-old grandson. So he's just now starting to transition into more solid foods. But in the meantime, he has to have a certain kind of baby formula that the doctor says is best for him. And believe it or not, this is turning into a nightmare for parents because the baby formula shelves, believe it or not, are empty. And so I will tell you, this is kind of like when we had the toilet paper shortage and everybody was kind of going crazy trying to score toilet paper all over the local area or whatever, wherever you could get toilet paper, people were hoarding. And, you know, there are certain things that really are bare necessities. You know, it's funny, with the crazy Biden inflation that we have going on, you know, if you can't afford to buy meat, okay, fine. So even though the prices are up for everything, you buy chicken or you buy pork or you buy hamburger helper or whatever you're going to do. But the fact is, if you're a parent and you need baby formula, there is no substitute for baby formula. Now, I heard, don't do this, folks, because I have no idea if this is healthy or not. But I heard in the old days, they used to use condensed milk and they would mix it with some sort of a syrup, I don't know what, and that used to be what they used as baby formula. Now, please don't go doing that because I don't have any idea if that's healthy or not. But, you know, I asked the other day, well, what the heck did they do before baby formula? You know, we Italians, you always hear that they feed baby pastina, which is this tiny, tiny, tiny little dot of a pasta. Now, of course, I don't know if they certainly don't do that from an infant, but probably by the time they're 6 months or older, that's when they probably start getting, at least Italians, pastina. I don't know. Don't do it. Don't follow my instructions. I have no idea if it works or not. But I'll tell you, when I was a young school teacher, 24 years old, I went to the Soviet Union. It was a big deal. And it was something I was always interested in Russia from my college days. And of course, it was communist in 1974. So I went to Moscow. I went to what is today St. Petersburg. I went to Kiev, which of course is in Ukraine, and I went to Odessa, which of course is in Ukraine. At that time, Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union. It was part of Russia. And so I went to what were considered the four great cities of Russia. And two, of course, were in what is Russia today, and two at that time were in Ukraine, which was Russia then. And what I saw in all four of those cities were people waiting in long, long lines to buy food, because there was rationing that went on. There were only certain days where you could buy bread. There were only certain days where you could buy eggs. There were only certain days where you could buy meat. And I remember thinking, you know, this is what communism brings. I never thought in my wildest dreams, that we would have shortages in the United States, because frankly, you know, I grew up in the, I remember the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and now, you know, the last 20 years. And never, with the exception of when Jimmy Carter was president, did we have rationing for gasoline because of the Iranian hostage crisis and that whole big mess when Carter was president. And of course, now we see the price of gasoline going through the roof. And get this, folks, we're going to talk about baby formula again in a minute. But get this, folks, I was just reading that states are now going to pass laws to put a surcharge on hybrid cars and electric cars, because since you're not buying enough gasoline, they're not making enough money in gas taxes to fund the highways in the various states. So honestly, you can't win for trying here. You try to do the right thing. You try to buy a clean energy car or cleaner energy car. And right along the way, the states whack you in the head and make you pay more money. Now, it's not bad enough that the price of gas nationally is approaching $5. In California, shortly, it'll be $7. It's almost there now because, you know, Biden has just really messed this whole deal all up. And this happened before Ukraine, folks. Biden's war on carbon energy is the reason we have higher gasoline prices today. It is not simply because of the war in Ukraine. It's because Biden has created disincentives to drill for oil and natural gas in the United States. And that's the reason we don't have all the drilling happening that could be happening. And until Biden cuts out the BS, we're going to pay higher and higher prices. So in the meantime, parents are trying to score baby formula. And I know, for example, people are hoarding it. We are buying it here in Reno, Nevada. My kids live in Dallas, Texas. We're buying it here in Reno. And if we have to ship it to them, we will. And I told my wife, as a matter of fact, yesterday, I said, look, you score it. You buy it wherever you can find it. Because this is a dire emergency. You know, parents cannot go without baby formula. This is certainly more important than toilet paper, although they're both necessities. You know, you can't really switch from formula to something else. You just can't. And even then, you have to be cognizant of which formula, because there's different ones that, you know, are typically for sale. And so this is a national crisis. And we don't hear Joe Biden saying a word about baby formula. What he should be doing is calling the companies into the White House, all of them that produce baby formula, including foreign companies, because they do make baby formula overseas. The problem is a lot of the baby formula, let's say that they make in Germany, is not approved by the FDA. So even though there's probably nothing wrong with that baby formula, because it's not approved by the FDA. I don't know why not. It's not sold in the United States. So my wife was talking to a couple the other day, and they're ordering baby formula from Germany and having it shipped to the United States because they can't get what they need here. So this is a crisis. This is a huge crisis for parents. I know my kids in Dallas, they have a 2-week supply, and they're attempting to go all over town in Dallas to find baby formula that they can buy. We're looking for them. You know, in Reno, wherever we are, we're looking for baby formula so that we can ship it to them. You can't be without it. And so this is a serious, serious problem. Now, the good news is my grandson is about 7 months old. So pretty soon he will shift completely out of baby formula into baby food. And so maybe this won't be the crisis it is, you know, for them longer term that it certainly is for newborns, who have, you know, 6, 7, 8 months of formula that's required from the time a baby is born. Now, the question is, what's next going to be on the we can't get list? You know, because the supply chains are so messed up, and the production of goods that we need, everyday goods that we need, for whatever reason, has been upended. I know a friend of mine runs the port in Los Angeles, and he said they were up to about 150 ships sitting out there just waiting to come in to dock, you know, at L.A. Harbor, which is really in San Pedro. And now he said they're down to about 50. So it is getting better, but certainly we have not solved the problem of the supply chain. And I just don't know that President Biden has a clue what the heck he's doing. They're just making such a mess of everything they touch, and the latest is baby formula. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at paragonhomeresources.com.
Now, back to CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals, with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with the second segment of our show today. Do you remember during the election of 2016 when Hillary Clinton referred to Trump voters as a basket of deplorables? And she called us every name in the book: Islamophobic, we were homophobic, we were misogynist, we were racist, of course. And so she called us every name in the book. Well, now President Biden is so desperate, feckless, poor Joe, who's suffering from incredible dementia, and it's getting worse. You know, frankly, it's really getting sad. I keep asking, where the heck is Jill Biden? Why doesn't she see the condition of her husband, for God's sakes, and say to him, it's time. You got to resign. We got to put you in a home. We got to do something with you. Because clearly, you know, unless Biden is on drugs or something, some days he has decent days, as long as he stays to the script. As soon as he goes off script, that's when you see the dementia. It's just clear as day. You'll see a fog on his face. He's bewildered. You know, you don't wish this on anybody because it's sad. This could happen to any of us. Dementia and Alzheimer's is a terrible, especially Alzheimer's, a terrible, terrible disease. But now, you know, we see Biden, he's desperate, and he's looking for any excuse that he can find. So now, of course, all of his problems are the result of MAGA. MAGA, the 75 million Americans who voted for President Trump. So now everything that's happening is because of MAGA. Well, MAGA's not in office, folks. President Trump is not in office. President Biden is in office. And so to say that all of the messes that Biden has created at the border, which is a nightmare, we're facing an invasion. What's happening in Ukraine, a nightmare for those poor people. The price of everything going through the roof. Inflation, double digits. Gasoline, my God. The infant formula we just talked about. Biden has made a mess of this country. You know, it really does matter who we vote for. It does matter who wins the presidency. Because we're seeing so many things get screwed up. And so now Biden has attacked 75 million MAGA voters. And so what he's really saying is the half of the country that doesn't agree with him and his socialist fascist party on what's happening in schools, what's happening with abortion right up until birth and even after, what's happening at the border with illegal aliens, what's happening in Europe with Ukraine. Now, I don't know if you heard, but apparently we're sending NATO troops to Finland. Well, Finland is not a member of NATO yet. Now, I think they're applying because they're scared to death of the Russians, which I certainly can understand. But we're sending NATO troops to Finland. And I don't think that's the best idea. Finland is right on the border of Russia. It's right across from St. Petersburg, which is one of the major cities of Russia. But I'm thinking, what on earth are we doing? What are we doing? You know, we used to have what was called MAD, mutually assured destruction, meaning that you would never have nuclear war because any country that had nuclear weapons knew that there would be mutual assured destruction, that both countries would basically perish in the process. So now we have President Biden, who's made a mess of everything, trying to blame the 75 million Americans that voted for Donald Trump. It's half the country, for God's sakes. And he's blaming us, it's our fault, for all the crap that he's created. Well, the border was secure when President Trump was in office. We had average gas at $1.87 when President Trump was in office. We had more people working in terms of labor participation when President Trump was in office. Minorities, especially people of color, their unemployment had dropped dramatically. Blacks and Hispanics and others, they were doing just great or much better than is the case today. And so you look at all of this, you say, well, wait a minute, how on earth can Biden blame the MAGA voters, 75 million Americans? You know, we're part of that basket of deplorables. Now, they've gotten smart enough. He won't use the word deplorable because that backfired in a big way on Hillary Clinton when Crooked Hillary called half the country the basket of deplorables. You know, we were racist. We were white supremacist. We were homophobic. We were Islamophobic. We were every kind of we were gay phobic. We were every kind. None of it was true, of course, but we were every kind of phobic you could imagine when Hillary was trying to describe what are today MAGA voters. Now, we were MAGA voters then, too, because remember, Make America Great Again has been President Trump's slogan since he rolled down that escalator to announce that he was running for president. And one thing you have to say for Trump, he's changed the language of our country. We now have MAGA, Make America Great Again. I love it. And we have fake news. Well, whoever heard of fake news before Donald Trump? Now, we knew it was always there, but nobody had ever coined it the way he has. I mean, one thing you have to say for Trump, whether you like him or not, he's a brilliant marketeer. He has a way of just coining things, of characterizing them, that just sticks. It just sticks. So now Joe Biden is attempting to put all the blame for all the messes that he has created, and he's blaming it on the 75 million Americans that voted for President Trump. So it's our fault that there's an invasion at the border. It's our fault that Russia has invaded Ukraine. Now, never would have happened if Trump had still been in office. It's our fault that China is ready to invade Taiwan. That never would have happened while Trump was in office. It's our fault that the North Koreans are firing missiles in the Sea of Japan. That stopped happening when Trump was in office. It's our fault that we have a supply chain mess and double-digit inflation. We didn't have that before. It's our fault that gasoline has gone from $1.87 a gallon on average to it's going to hit $5 a gallon in the next few weeks. In California, it's at $7 a gallon. Well, Trump's not in office. How can you blame Trump for all of these things that have happened during Joe Biden's short tenure in office? My God, can you imagine how much worse it's going to be if he makes it through the whole 4 years? I predict he won't. I predict that his party will force him to resign after the 22 election, because the last thing they want is Joe Biden saddled around their neck. Now, of course, Kamala Harris is not much better, but at least she doesn't have dementia. Her problem is she has foot and mouth disease, because every time she opens her mouth, she puts both feet in it. So I'm looking at this and I'm saying, well, how can you blame half the country that didn't vote for you for the mess that you've created? We didn't vote for Joe Biden. We're not responsible for the messes that he's created. Now, by the way, those who did vote for Joe Biden and the election fraud that took place, you're responsible. So these messes that Joe Biden has created, you voted for him, folks. Own it. Stand up and say, yeah, I voted for Joe Biden. I'm the guy that caused all these messes because I voted for him. Or I stole the elections in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, Michigan, a few other states. You know, I stole those elections. I was involved in ballot harvesting. I did those things. Mark Zuckerberg, that gave over $400 million to do all this crap that caused a lot of the voter fraud. Where's Mark Zuckerberg? Why isn't he saying, oh yeah, I voted for Joe Biden. Oh yeah, I put the money in to help with election fraud so Biden could win. Where's Mark Zuckerberg? We don't hear much from him. I think he owns Facebook. Of course, he's a billionaire. Where's Mark Zuckerberg? We don't see much with him, you know, as it relates to the infant formula shortage or all the other shortages that there are and the empty shelves that we're seeing in grocery stores. Where are these people that voted for Joe Biden? Where are they? If you know any, thank them. Tell them thank you for all the messes we're in right now. You voted for him. You own it. MAGA voters don't own this. MAGA voters voted for Donald Trump. We wanted things to go on as they were, which were pretty good under Donald Trump. Yes, he's a character. Yes, he's a narcissist. Yes, he is sometimes a pain in the ass, but at least he got things right. At least he was doing a good job. He put America first. You know, he put the Mexico-Canada deal in place. He put tariffs on Chinese goods. He stopped the Russia pipeline. He was building the Keystone pipeline. We had more energy than we knew what to do with when Trump was president. We were exporting energy for the first time in 50 years. So here we have Joe Biden, and we have all these messes that we're dealing with. And folks, this is a business show. You watching the stock market? You got 401ks sitting out there? What do they look like today as the market has fallen 3,000 or 4,000 points? And it's not done yet, folks. The Fed is raising interest rates. As the interest rates go up, the market's going to go down. So, folks, we got to recognize the guy in the White House is causing these messes. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more CEO Business Mind in a moment.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move-in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270. Or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Whether you're thinking of starting a business or just moving up the corporate ladder, this is the place for practical advice. CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind. Welcome back to the second half of my show. If you want to get to me, it's really easy. Just Google CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Type in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you can see my informational blog postings going back many years. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. You can even check out some of the job openings we might have in the country. Right now, we're looking for a director of business development. Can be anywhere in the country. Except New York, New Jersey, or California. Those are no-go zones. We don't hire in those states because of employment practice issues. But if you live anywhere else in the continental United States, it really doesn't matter. We all work remotely now because of COVID. Best thing that ever happened, frankly. We all work from home. If you have sales experience, particularly in relocation or in household goods, that would be good, or maybe mortgage, something related to our businesses, just shoot me a resume. And, you know, if you got what we're looking for, good base salary, great commission plan, benefits, the whole deal, we offer it all. So again, if you have at least 3 years of sales experience, shoot me a resume and we'll see what we can do. If you are interested in my political ramblings, and that's what they are, just go to nationalfreedomforum.com, look for the box that says subscribe, fill in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions, and if you do that, you will get my political blog postings every day. And, you know, there's always something in the news that catches my eye that causes me to write interesting blog postings. If you're interested in our growing business, Paragon Home Resources, just go to paragonhomeresources.com. Look for the line that says blog, fill in your information. And if you do that, you can take a look at our blog postings. You can see some of the services that we offer. If you need to move anywhere in the United States, we can help you list and sell your home. We can help you buy a home. We provide cash back rewards. We can help you move your household goods with great discounts. We can help you get a mortgage. We do donate and discard. If you have a bunch of junk you need to get rid of, we can help you do that too. If you have a loved one that needs to go into a senior community, we offer senior placement services. And for free, we don't charge anything. We work with all of the major senior communities in the country. We can help you choose the right one for your loved one within your budget. So let's see. If you've missed any of my shows, just go to talkzone.com and you can catch up. All of my podcasts are hung there. Okay, so for this segment of the show, I want to talk about the abortion issue, folks. It's in the news today. And in case you haven't heard, it looks like the Supreme Court is getting ready to put aside Roe v. Wade. If you don't know what Roe v. Wade is, Roe v. Wade is the lawsuit that happened in 1973 where the court, by a 7-2 ruling, basically made abortion the law of the land. And since then, we have some states in particular that have gone way, 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 way beyond what is human decency. I mean, there are people in our country that believe that women should be able to get abortions right up until birth and even after birth. California is contemplating a law that says if a baby, this is unbelievable, if a baby in essence is destroyed within 28 days of birth, that neither the doctor nor the woman will be prosecuted for murder. Now, I don't know what they're talking about, because it seems to me that if you have a baby that's alive 28 days after birth and you somehow kill that baby or just allow it to die, that's murder, folks. That's infanticide. That's not abortion. And so, look, I am very pro-life. I have to put that on the table. But I understand that there may be some circumstances where abortions may be necessary. I like the heart rule, the 6 or 7 week rule that says as soon as there's a heartbeat, you can't do an abortion. I could live with 12 weeks. Maybe I could live with 15 weeks after conception. But folks, you know, it's interesting. We went to a dinner and there was a former abortionist who spoke, and he's now very pro-life, and he described the process of abortion. And honestly, folks, It is so heinous. It is so disgusting. And, you know, when you're talking about later term abortions, you're literally ripping a baby limb from limb and pulling out the baby parts one by one, the arms, the legs, all of it, one by one, putting it on a table. They have to make sure they didn't miss anything, because if they leave any part of the baby inside, the mother would get a serious infection. They're taking those baby parts and they're selling them, folks. So, you know, I think it's time for us to have a reasonable discussion and recognize that at some point, and clearly, as soon as you have a heartbeat, you have a human being. I don't think there's any question of that. Nevertheless, should the rule be 6 weeks? Should the rule be 12 weeks? Should the rule be 15 weeks? And what's going to happen is, if Roe v. Wade is struck down, and maybe it's going to be, and just so everybody knows, the initial ruling, the preliminary ruling, was leaked probably by one of their clerks who needs to be prosecuted and put in jail and disbarred for leaking that. He has caused chaos on the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court justices now are now in hiding, many of them, because the crazies are out on the street. You know, just imagine if some left-wing crazy murdered a Supreme Court justice so that Joe Biden could get an appointment or two. And there are crazies out there today, folks, who would do it, who would murder a Supreme Court justice so that Joe Biden could appoint some left-wing socialist. And so we are in very, very dangerous times. But really, the abortion issue, Planned Parenthood, it should be called Planned Abortionhood, is a big, big, big business, folks. Abortion is big business in the United States. There are about 1 million abortions a year. It is a huge part of Planned Parenthood's income stream and revenue, which is the reason Planned Parenthood in particular fights like hell to have unrestricted abortion. Well, look, when they did Roe v. Wade in 1973, they did not have the technology that they have today. I know, because I have four grandchildren now, I know from literally the moment of conception, 5 days later, there was an embryo that was growing. I've seen the pictures, folks. They've emailed me. No, they've sent it on my iPhone. I've seen the heartbeat on my iPhone, because today the technology is so good that they're constantly doing the sonograms, or however they get the information. I don't know. But in short order, you're seeing a baby. It doesn't take very long. And by the time a baby is 3 months old in the womb, you're seeing arms and legs and faces and feet and you're seeing a fully formed baby, small, but fully formed. And so to argue that at that stage of the game, after there's a heartbeat, that you're not destroying a human being, let's at least be honest about it in terms of what's happening. And it's absolutely true that a human being is being destroyed after there's a heartbeat. You could argue before there's a heartbeat that it's just a blob of cells. Okay, fine, not fine, but nevertheless, a little bit more understandable. But once there's a heartbeat, folks, you've got a human being. And the notion, when the baby gets too big in later term abortions, you cannot use the suction method. You have to literally use clamps to rip that baby limb from limb to get it out of the womb. It is, if that's not the devil's work, folks, I don't know what is. But here's the big deal. Again, this is a business show. Abortion is big business. It's big business. There are doctors and there are abortion clinics, and particularly Planned Parenthood, which is the biggest in the country, that are making millions and millions and millions of dollars a year from abortion, hundreds of billions of dollars a year from abortion. So it isn't just about a woman's right to choose. Now, I guess I would suggest that maybe the best time for the woman to choose is when she decides with the man. I hold the man responsible too, by the way, when they decide to have unprotected sex. That's the time to choose. You don't choose after you've got a viable baby in the womb and now you're killing a human being. That just is not right. And so, you know, I think what's happening here is there are so many hundreds of millions of dollars being made on abortion that at the end of the day, this is all about money. This is about the people that benefit from implementing abortions. The doctors, the abortionists, the people who work in the abortion industry. And it's an industry, folks, like any other industry. And so they don't want it to go away. But the reality is, even if Roe versus Wade is struck down, each state will decide what they want to do related to abortion. The blue states are literally advertising now that they're abortion destinations. California is willing to pay women to come to California to get an abortion, if you can believe that. Now, of course, when I say pay women, I mean use taxpayer dollars to pay women to come from other states to California to get an abortion. Nevada is an abortion destination. The mayor of Chicago has said, come to Chicago for your abortions. We'll pay for you to come, you know. And so literally, this is turning into abortion travel, an abortion travel industry, for God's sakes, in addition to paying for these abortions. So I just think we've got to come back to some common sense reality that says, okay, there is going to be abortion in the United States, no matter what happens to Roe v. Wade. Should it be unrestricted? Absolutely not. Should there be restrictions? Absolutely. What would the reasonable restrictions be? The heartbeat rule, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, a little bit further, 12 weeks, 15 weeks. But certainly, we shouldn't be going beyond 15 weeks. Because to say that a woman doesn't know she's pregnant in 15 weeks is just ridiculous. She knows she's pregnant. You know, your body starts to change pretty darn quick when you're pregnant, from what I'm told from my daughters-in-law. And I've seen the sonograms. I see what happens as soon as there's a heartbeat. We've got to stop it. Time for a break. I'll be back with more CEO Business Mind after this. Stay tuned.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270. Or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Harnessing the entrepreneurial spirit of America. This is CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito for the fourth and final segment of our show today. We just talked about the abortion industry in the last segment. In this segment, I want to talk about the education industry, because what we have in our country is a trillion-plus dollar a year education industry. Between the monies that are spent on public schools, 90% of the kids in our country go to public schools, 10% go to private. So, you know, there's over $1 trillion between what is spent on public education, which is about, $600 billion, and then another $400 billion that's spent on higher education. It's probably even more than that. You know, it's hard to get numbers. When you Google it, it looks like it's something over $1 trillion, but you kind of have to add up a lot of different line items to come up with what's really being spent. In reference to public schools, about 90% of the money spent comes from local resources, usually property taxes, sometimes sales taxes, bonds, things like that to build schools. And then about 10% actually comes in federal spending. And that would be Title I money, you know, Title II money, Title IV money, which is the student loans, Title IX, which is, you know, girls being able to participate in sports. And so about 10% of the money is from the feds, and 90% of the money is local. Each school district has what's called ADA. They spend anywhere, depending on the district, between $10,000 a student to maybe $20,000 a student in some districts. And so they're very, very cognizant of the kid theoretically coming to school, at least on the day when they're doing the counting, so that that's the basis for the state money that they get in any particular school district. One of the reasons that they hate charter schools, public charter schools, is because public charter school kids are not in that count. So at the end of the day, that money goes to the public charter school. It doesn't go to the school district. So now keep in mind, there is no relationship between the money we spend on public education in particular and academic achievement. And so, you know, in fact, there's a disincentive. So half the kids in the United States cannot read or do math at grade level. Inner city kids are way below grade level. And yet we spend more on public education than any other industrialized nation in the world, only to achieve mediocre results. There are no metrics. There is no accountability. They keep hiring people that don't produce results. We're seeing this in Reno, Nevada, folks. They're about to hire a new superintendent. This is astounding. And in Reno, Nevada, we've had three failed superintendents in a row. One they had to fire for financial shenanigans. One they had to fire for sexual misconduct. The two of them together were paid $1.5 million in severance. And the last one that was just a filler who achieved nothing. She was an assistant superintendent that they just put her in the job because they were desperate. So now they're going to hire another superintendent, a woman coming from a school district in Washington. Now here's the killer on this. They're going to pay this woman a lot of money to come to Reno, Nevada, right? The school district she's coming from, and Reno, by the way, again, half the kids can't read and do math at grade level. Inner city kids way below grade level. Most of the schools in Reno, Nevada, which is Washoe County, get a rating of 5 or less out of 10 on the great schools rating. Nevada's 49th in the country in terms of academic achievement. And so they're hiring a woman, presumably, coming from Washington State, coming from running a school district for 10 years. She was superintendent of this school district up in Washington with even worse results than what we have in Washoe County. So, and they hired a consultant, by the way, to source this woman. So, you know, I look at this and I think, okay, are these school board members, who, by the way, we have to remove, are they idiots or morons? I can't remember which is dumber. You know, believe it or not, there's a definition of an idiot and a moron, and one is dumber than the other. I'm not sure which. So they've had three failed superintendents in a row that failed to improve the quality of education and academic achievement here in Washoe County, Nevada 49th in the country. Okay, fine. And now they're hiring a woman who's coming from a school district that she ran for 10 years. That's even worse than what we have here in Washoe. And I'm thinking, you know, and I said to the consultant, I said, why don't you go recruit an assistant superintendent from a school district that's a top-notch district? Bring someone in who knows how to achieve quality education because he or she has worked in it. And again, I don't care. I don't care if it's a man. I don't care if it's a woman. I don't care if they're gay. I don't care what color they are, but hire somebody for God's sakes who could do the job. And so here they are, they're going to hire another person in this district that can't do the job. And so I just wonder, and of course our board is owned by the teachers union, which is a disaster because teacher unions all over the country, they are opposed to any of the reforms that are necessary to increase the quality of education and academic achievement. It's just not in their interest. And what's even worse, you know, the monies that come from the feds come because the kids can't read and can't do math at grade level. If all of a sudden the kids could do math at grade level, the federal money would disappear. And I saw this myself years ago when I was a reading and language development coordinator at Inner City Junior High in Los Angeles, 2,600 kids. And, you know, we raised the scores by putting phonics in place. And after 3 years, I went to my vice principal and I said, look at how great these results are. We've actually raised these scores. And she said to me, I'll never forget it. She said, oh, we need to be careful. I said, what do you mean careful? She said, well, if we get to the 50th percentile, we'll lose our federal money. And I remember I was a 28-year-old, very idealistic, you know, teacher. And I said to her, but that will have meant we taught the kids to read. And she said to me, you don't understand. You have to see the bigger picture. there are a lot of jobs dependent on this federal money. And if we lose our federal money, a lot of those jobs are going to go away. Well, I was fit to be tied, folks. I was astounded by what she said to me. And within 3 months, I left teaching never to look back and went into business, which, as it turned out, proved to be a great decision. But this is one of the reasons that motivated me to leave education. I have a master's degree in education administration. I went to school to be a principal or a superintendent. You know, I have the credentials to do all of that. But clearly, it was clear to me that they were not interested in educating children, that this was all about the education industry and about jobs and about great pensions and, you know, and salaries, which you could argue that teachers especially are not paid enough, but certainly administrators are very well paid. In Washoe County, we have 300 administrators, and it's not uncommon to have a salary of $120,000 and plus great benefits. So, you know, I look at this and I see the education industry. Now, of course, the universities, they're feeding at the trough because these kids get these student loans. That's now the big topic of discussion, which has allowed the universities to raise tuition for years, way in excess of inflation, because there's all this government money coming to them through student loans. And so these poor kids end up with all this debt, which, by the way, we should not forgive, because 65% of people in our country do not have college degrees. And so now they want the folks that don't have college degrees, the ones that pay taxes anyway, to pay for the kids that do have college degrees, when there are all kinds of studies that show that a kid with a college degree on average will earn $1 million more in their lifetime than someone who doesn't have a college degree. That would be incredibly unfair to have the majority of people, the vast majority of people in the United States pay. And most of this, by the way, most of these student loans, 50% of it is for graduate degrees. And those people are going to make even more money, for God's sakes. So, you know, you got to kind of look at education as an industry, and it's broken. That's it for now. I hope you come back next week for more CEO Business Mind.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.